Lisa, back to you. It's been a long time since we spoke. A couple questions for you. I think it's important that we physically distance, but don't socially distance. And that's going to require an extensive use of social media to accomplish that end. But we've heard studies in the past that said that social media is creates stress and anxiety. Which way does it fall? Is social media a source of good or a source of bad as it relates to stress and anxiety?
What we see is that the experience people have on social media often, especially for teenagers, mirrors what's happening in their social lives in real life. So the data we have on this show us that if teenagers have happy, supportive relationships when they're with their friends, not online, that's what tends to be replicated online, that they are deepening those friendships and enjoying them in a virtual space. And teenagers who struggle socially or who may find themselves in a lot of conflict or isolated socially, when they're online, they tend to have more trouble, get into more conflict, or spend time talking to people they don't really know in real life. So I have been less worried about teenagers and others who are using the online environment in lieu of otherwise positive social relationships, and more worried about those who were already struggling socially, trying to transfer that over to solely an online environment. That's been my bigger concern.
In a previous call, Jonathan Haidt mentioned that this extraordinary environment will be good for children under 18 because it will cultivate a sense of gratitude and build anti-fragility. How do you think about toughening up our young people by putting them into these sort of much more challenging situations?
Well, there's something to it. And one of the things I think we can draw from this is to return to what mental health means. And I think there's been a growing misunderstanding about what constitutes mental health. And it's this idea that you are mentally healthy if you are feeling calm and relaxed all the time. And that is not something that psychologists have ever believed. Our belief is that you're mentally healthy when you're having the right feeling at the right time and you're able to weather it. And so I do think there may be benefits for us to step back, reconsider how we talk with young people around mental health, and help them appreciate that if they are feeling anxious or fearful or stressed, they're probably having the right reaction, and then help them discover the strengths that they do have to weather situations like this. And we do know from data that when people are able to find their way through an emotionally difficult situation, they are more resilient in the face of new difficulties.